time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On the day that Senate Republicans rolled out their tax reform plan, the headlines were hijacked by a bombshell Washington Post report alleging that Roy Moore, now a candidate in the special election for a U.S. Senate seat from Alabama, initiated a sexual encounter with a 14-year-old girl when he was 32. MSNBC's Willie Geist has the details.
Lee Korfman tells the Post she and her mother were sitting outside a courtroom when Moore approached them, struck up a conversation, and offered to watch the girl while her mother went inside for a child custody hearing. One of the Washington Post reporters who broke the story told our Katie Tour what allegedly happened next.
After the mother went in, he got her phone number and subsequently picked her up around the corner from her house, drove her about 30 minutes away to his home in the woods. Twice did that. The first time there was kissing, and then the second time he took off her clothes, he took off his own clothes, he touched her over her bra and underwear, and guided her hand to touch him over his underwear.
NBC News has not independently verified these accusations. Korfman never filed a police report and has not filed a civil suit. We should also note the age of consent in Alabama was then and is now 16 years old. Again, she was 14. Three other women who were between the ages of 16 and 18 at the time tell the Post they too were pursued by Moore, but that he never forced them into any sort of relationship or sexual contact. The Post indicates that the women did not seek them out and that the paper contacted each of them separately. The Senate candidate, now 70 years old, denies the allegations, calling the report, quote, completely false and a desperate political attack. President Trump responded to the allegations overnight, the White House saying, quote, like most Americans, the president believes we cannot allow a mere allegation, in this case, one from many years ago, to destroy a person's life. However, the president also believes if these allegations are true, Judge Moore will do the right thing and step aside.
Stephen Colbert has more.
Besides the 14-year-old girl, the Post talked to three other women who say Moore pursued them when they were between the ages of 16 and 18, and he was in his early 30s. My God, these accusations are so damning, voters are either going to force him off the ballot or make him president. Moore's campaign has responded to the bombshell article saying, this garbage is the very definition of fake news, and adding that if the allegations were true, they would have surfaced during his previous campaigns. Your Honor, how could I be guilty of this murder if I wasn't caught till now? Think about it. And now, GOP lawmakers are asking Roy Moore to step aside if the allegations are true. But not everyone denounced Moore. For instance, Alabama State Auditor defended his friend, not by saying he's innocent, but rather by saying that if he did it, it was totally cool. He said, take Joseph and Mary. Mary was a teenager, and Joseph was an adult carpenter. They became the parents of Jesus. Yeah, because Joseph didn't touch her. Their whole deal is that there was no funny business. She was the Virgin Mary.
Other officials from Alabama are also defending Moore. Daniel Dale, Washington correspondent for the Toronto Star, reached out to a few of them, detailing the responses on Twitter, many of them along the lines of Covington County GOP Chairman William Blocker, who told Dale he'd consider voting Moore even if hard proof of sexual abuse emerged. Quote, there is no option to support Doug Jones, the Democratic nominee. When you do that, you're supporting the entire Democrat Party, end quote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Republicans in the Senate said Moore should step aside if the allegations are true. Senator John McCain is the only one who called for Moore to exit the race without the "if the allegations are true" qualifier, tweeting, quote, the allegations against Roy Moore are deeply disturbing and disqualifying. He should immediately step aside and allow the people of Alabama to elect a candidate they can be proud of. Rather than taking McCain's advice, Roy Moore is now fundraising off the story. As I mentioned earlier, the House Ways and Means Committee passed their version of the tax plan out of committee on Thursday, and the Senate released the first draft of its plan. There are notable differences between the two, as we learn from CNN.
The House collapses individual brackets from 7 to 4, with a top rate of 39.6%. The Senate, 7 brackets. The top rate, 38.6%. The House bill makes immediate a corporate rate cut to 20% from 35%. The Senate bill phases that cut in over a year. The House bill allows the state and local property tax deduction up to $10,000. The Senate bill repeals that entirely. The House bill caps the mortgage interest deduction for new mortgages at $500,000. The Senate bill leaves that untouched. With each difference, Republican members and no shortage of lobbying interests fighting to keep their own preferred route alive, potentially imperiling the bill each step of the way.
The Senate on Thursday unanimously approved a resolution to implement mandatory sexual harassment training for all senators, in addition to their staffers and interns. The measure was introduced primarily by Senators Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, and Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota. Under the legislation, lawmakers, aides, and interns will be required to complete the training within 60 days and at least once each congressional session. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.